When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Redemption time, Sean. Fresh off the Pokemon card convention this weekend. Where was that?
In Woburn.
Okay. Made some great acquisitions, I understand.
Sure did. It was wonderful. I had a blast.
Grand total that you invested in cards over the weekend?
$100, but okay. I also traded some. So, oh, I mean, okay. If you count the trades. Yeah,
I bankrolled it.
All right. And where do... I don't want to alert anybody nefarious, but where do you keep said Pokemon card collection?
Don't worry about it. Okay. Under lock and key.
Okay. All right.
So we learned randomly on this program a while ago that Shime is a Pokemon savant, and we have known for quite some time that our coworker Chris Curtis is a Red Sox savant. So that led to the first round of dueling savants. And so we are back because Shime is asking for redemption with Dueling Savants round number two this morning, Curtis v. Shime.
Should we have Redemption and song playing underneath it?
We probably should. And Jackson will be the administrator of this episode of Dueling Savants. Good morning, Jackson.
Yes, good morning. Yes, okay. We workshopped the idea, and we've perfected it now.
Oh, yeah, it's perfected?
Oh, yes.
What was the problem with the first go-round?
Apparently it wasn't... character-centric, the Pokemon questions.
That's what Shime said.
Yeah, so
He was complaining about your questions.
So I tailored...
Which sounds to me like a poor carpenter complaining about his tools. But that's okay.
So we got a couple tools here.
Okay, all right. Who do you want to start with?
Just
Curtis? Curtis or Shime?
Well, we got to start with the victor, right?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so the victor goes the spoils.
Yes.
Okay. All right, question for Curtis on the Boston Red Sox. Curtis's... restriction is it must be 1995 up until 2018. Go ahead.
That works.
Thank you. Okay.
Curtis, who did the Red Sox trade for Derek Lowe and Jason Veritek?
Heathcliff Slocum.
You got it.
Nailed it.
Wow.
Nailed it.
Boom suck.
Is that one guy, Heathcliff Slocum?
Yep, one guy.
Damn. Is that his first name? Heathcliff is his first name?
Yes,
great name.
Yep. No name shame.
Yeah, he was a closer.
No, it's a great name. That's why I was asking.
That give you an ick?
No, not at all, okay. Actually. Love the name Heathcliff.
Sean? Which Pokemon has a signature move called Judgment?
That would be the god Pokemon himself, Arceus.
Correct.
Wow.
Easy. And for those curious, Judgment's type changes by what plate Arceus is holding, because Arceus's type itself changes.
God.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody knows that.
Okay.
What's next?
Curtis, in 2007, the Red Sox hit 4 home runs in a row.
Sunday Night Baseball against the Yankees. Veritek... I think hit the 4th.
That's sick.
Is that...
That is true. Who are the other three? Do you know?
I don't know all the other three. I just know Veritek...
Pretty good that you got that.
I think that's pretty damn
good.
That's
pretty good.
Sunday Night Baseball against the...
Who did hit
the... It was Manny, J.D. Drew, Mike Lowell, and then Jason Veritek. Okay.
So is that a point? What's the question?
No, he got the question right.
Okay. I got the question.
Nailed
Thank
it.
You.
Nailed it. Okay.
Okay, Shime, how many evolutionary forms does Eevee currently have?
Okay, so there were 3 in the original game. Umbreon, Espeon came in Johto. Glaceon, Sylveon came in Sinnoh. And then there was Sylveon. So I believe that is 8, Jackson.
Yes!
Oh, so close. It's 9.
Yeah! Oh, shine.
Take it.
How is there 9?
How is there nine?
Dude, I don't even know any of the words you just said.
I read a line about people 69ing.
Vaporeon, Flareon, Jolteon, Sylveon, Embryon, Umbreon, Espeon, Glaceon, Leafeon.
Well, apparently there's a new one because it says currently have.
What do you mean there's a new one? There is
no new evolution.
I just named them all.
All right, question and question, I guess.
All right, Curtis. So that's no point?
Two to one.
No, right. Curtis is now up.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, okay.
There are only eight. There's not nine.
Hey, man, I don't know any. Like I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I just have the answers here, and it says nine on my chart.
Somebody Google it.
What is the question?
Looking at the list right here. The evolutions of Eevee, as I said, Umbreon, Sylveon, Espeon, Vaporeon, Glaceon, Leafeon, Flareon, Jolteon. I'm looking at it.
That's nine.
I pray to God.
How many is that,
Sharm?
Got them up right
that
there.
That is eight. One, that's two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Okay, it looks like Sharm is right.
I'm sorry. Well,
all
right.
Okay. It's all good.
I'll have to fact check.
Okay, so they are tied up.
Do you want to cancel that one out, or do you want
to? No, dead
two and two.
That works.
They are dead even. One for Curtis, please.
Wikipedia, it says eight as well.
It does.
Thank you.
Oh, shoot. Sharm nailed it.
Yep.
And bonus points. Because
Mitch with the picture.
The questioner was wrong. You corrected the questioner. So bonus point.
Oh, he gets a bonus point for that?
Yeah, he gets a bonus point. Okay.
Shout out to Mitch for having a graphic for you right there on Twitch.
Apparently my source wasn't correct.
When you get a bonus point in Pokemon, you are allowed to never leave your house for a full month. Okay, what's next?
Who turned an unassisted triple play in 1994?
What, we just said 95.
I'm sorry. You don't know this answer?
I think it was John Valentin.
Correct.
Nice.
I thought that was a gimme.
Curtis.
All right.
Nailed it.
And let the record show nothing in front of me.
Yeah.
Except for a Pokemon loving weirdo.
Don't bother to say that anybody knows the answers of these because it's embarrassing that they both do.
And that is even outside of Curtis's wheelhouse.
Yeah, so that's a bonus point, too,
that's
I think.
A bonus point
Curtis. Bonus two. Okay. Yep. Well,
take that, Butch Hobson.
Okay. What's next?
Fun fact, I was at that game and it was A-Rod's
first
game.
Nobody cares.
Ever. I don't know. I thought A-Rod's first game ever.
Yeah, that is cool.
He was with what team?
Seattle.
There you go.
Which Pokemon?
Curtis, which baseline did Butch Hobson snort? First or third?
Both, just like in White Lotus.
Okay.
Shime, which Pokemon is known as the Sword of Justice?
I believe that would be Zacian. Zacian.
Incorrect.
Wow. Oh,
that is
Keldeo. That's Keldeo. I'm sorry. I was wrong. My fault.
Wow.
Misstep. Apologies.
Oh, my God, Sean.
He's right.
And you knew it.
Yep, I knew it as soon as I said it, I was wrong. Wow. I was like, oh, I'm an idiot.
Wow. And just so we all understand something, the reason Jackson chose the question from 1994 was so he had time for that anecdote. It's okay, but let's all just accept that that was the reason.
Okay, Curtis. Yes, that's exactly true. You got me right on the head, buddy.
I do.
Who threw the first no-hitter since 1965?
Hideo Nomo to Jason Veritek.
Correct.
Wow.
When was that? Is that 99?
That was
0-1.
Yep. And who threw the next? How many no-hitters did Veritek catch with the Boston Red Sox?
Three.
There you go.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Good job, Jack.
Red Sox knowledge, Jackson. All right, one for Shy.
What move increases a Pokemon's speed and attack but lowers its defenses?
So the one that immediately comes to mind would be Shell Smash. It increases attack, special attack speed, and lowers both defense and special defense.
This is sad. It's Dragon Dance.
Dragon Dance does not decrease defense. Your question is wrong again, I'll take my bonus
says,
point.
Man, this is a
Dragon Dance. Right, Dragon Dance only increases the attack and speed of a Pokemon. It does not decrease stats.
Hold on.
What?
Come on.
Increases a Pokemon's speed and attack, but lowers its defenses.
Speed.
Yeah, Dragon Dance does not decrease defenses.
This is from the Bulba Dex.
From what?
The Bulba Dex, I think it's called. It's like
Bulbapedia?
Pokemon.
I think you're reading wrong.
Chime is right.
Right.
Yeah. I know I am.
In the Twitch chat, several.
Man,
Pokemon.
I vetted this with my geek friends, too. Two of them.
You have two
this question is very
important.
Wrong.
Yeah, two of my really good friends are like huge Pokemon guys.
Yeah, there is a dragon move that increases speed and lowers defense, and it's called Scale Shot, but it doesn't increase attack, whereas Dragon Dance increases attack and speed,
I'm
but does not...
Quiver Dance.
Quiver Dance is a different move.
That's in Ireland.
Yeah, that increases special attack, special defense, and speed, so not actual attack.
So that's what the brother was doing on White Lotus.
And then I'm also seeing Shell Smash.
That's the one I said originally, which is increases attack and special attack and speed by two stages and decreases defense and special defense.
Then you would be right.
And Courtney, Shell Smash is Talina and Wiggy and OOB.
So does he get a point plus a bonus point for the correction?
Yeah, I think that's right.
A correction.
Sean might actually be in the lead.
They're tied.
No, because I missed one.
All right, here we go. Tiebreaker, because we got to get the Hill Notes coming up.
Good so ones this, today.
These are, be, are they good?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah, very good.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, I can't wait.
Which player had the Red Sox highest single season batting average in the 90s?
In the 90s?
Reggie Jefferson.
I'm sad to say that's incorrect.
Oh.
Nomar hit 357 in 99.
Would you like to challenge Curtis?
Oh, okay. Nope. I think you're right. Reggie Jefferson won the batting title. Let me see.
I love the challenge.
Reggie Jefferson did have a great batting average, but Nomar's was.
Let's see. Boston Red Sox batting average. This doesn't even come up. But what did you say? 356?
357.
347. I was wrong.
All right.
Wow.
Oh, boy, huge opportunity
this
for Sean.
Right, here we go, Jackson.
Huge redemption opportunity right now.
Okay, let's
set me
go.
Up.
Okay, all right.
Which Pokemon is known as the time travel Pokemon?
Okay, so there's a couple Pokemon that utilize time travel, but I believe the time travel Pokemon itself would be Celebi.
Yes. No. Nailed it!
And the god of time is Palkia, so there you go.
Wow.
Good job, Shime.
Shime!
Shime with the win.
Okay, barely.
Yeah. 6-5.
Wow.
Wait, who won?
6-5, Shime won.
I got one wrong.
But I corrected Jackson twice.
But Shime got the bonus point.
They're giving points. Now, Curtis, you can dispute that. They're giving points.
Of course,
because
that's absurd.
Oh, hold on. We're not giving points. Greg said give them a bonus point.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't necessarily say.
I think it's just a feather in your cap kind of bonus point, not an actual point.
Oh, it's a feather in the cap kind of bonus?
Yeah, not a real number point.
So Curtis has won again then?
Well, no, then we tied.
It's tied. Tie goes to the runner.
Yeah. Because
neither of them can run.
So then you never got the Curtis one. Never got a bonus point. That's what you said. Give him bonus points.
Well, I mean, I think I get a bonus point for getting the question right before the answer. Getting the answer.
Wait, hold on.
Right,
you didn't even get the full question right, though. Technically, right. Well, if we're going by technicalities, Jackson's question was who hit the four home runs. You only knew the last one.
That's true.
Jackson, what was that question?
So if we're going by technicalities, I win today.
Okay, well that's fine. We'll
Jackson, what was the question?
In 2007, they hit four home runs in a row, and who hit them?
Oh,
that's right.
We never got to the who hit them part.
All right. Well, Shime won that one.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
fun time. We'll have to go better. The next one is the winner take all.
Best of three.
Rubber match. I like that.
It's game 7.
Both of you, very impressive.
Yes.
Curtis, your Red Sox knowledge is wildly impressive.
Shime's Pokemon, he definitely redeemed himself.
Thank you. Were my answers succinct enough for you?
Whoa, they were succinct, and he had
studying.
Other little tidbits about other people.
Jackson, nice job.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. I'm sorry about the errors, but I, and no pun intended, I know Red Sox and baseball way more than I know Pokemon, so the questions are a little flawed, but, I'm trying here.
No, you're doing a great job.
Great job.
Really, honestly.
Lots of research.
Have Ken talk to me about a raise.
Awesome.
Okay.
I'm going to save that cut.
we're gonna play Hill Notes coming up. Also, quick reminder that you can watch this show every day on YouTube or on Twitch. And this show every day on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. There are three locations you can visit: tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Portland, Maine, and Bath, Maine. Huge listeners, by the way. So if you're going in to get yourself a beautiful timepiece, celebrate some success or something, or you're buying something special for somebody, make sure you mention you listen to this show when you go to Springer's Jewelers, and you can also visit springersjewelers.com. And here is Courtney with what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Celtics win their second of a back-to-back, 113-95 over the Kings. Jason Tatum headed to the locker room with a left ankle roll sprain when Sabonis went under his foot when he went up for a three. He did make one free throw with 3:35 left in the third before exiting the game, and Sabonis did get that flagrant one.
Also, one of our savants pulled a hammy during the dueling savants. It was Sean. So just a heads up.
Generally, it's fine. Might mean I need a flex day tomorrow. Oh, a hammy really hurts.
Competition-related injury for the Pokemon savant. Yes.
We had some March Madness for the women last night, and the star of the show, USC's Juju Watkins, went down with a torn ACL in her team's 96-59 win over Mississippi State. That will end her run in March. Boston took the first game in Mexico 10-1. The Sox have their second exhibition game tonight, game time at 7 p.m. You can listen to that matchup right here on EEI and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mookie Betts leaning towards being able to play for the Dodgers opener on Thursday after losing what he said was 25 pounds because he hasn't been able to eat solid foods due to a mystery illness he's been dealing with for the last month.
Sorry to interrupt. Very insightful text message. Want to see where you stand on it. But a texter believes that Jackson secretly wants to take Curtis on when it comes to Red Sox knowledge.
Oh, wow.
On what they are hearing. Do you agree?
There's a little bit of Big Jack. He knows his Red Sox stuff.
That does make sense why he would go that way, though.
Okay.
But there can only be one king.
That is true. Yes.
Anyway, I'd love to do with Jackson. I think Jackson's doing a great job.
And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I'm going to try this. It might be too late. You see Mookie Betts there?
Yes.
We have the before photo a month ago.
Oh, we do.
He has really lost a ton of weight. Oh, my God. 43 degrees, mostly sunny, afternoon high 51.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow, Celtics Wednesday on this show. That means Mego will be here talking all things Celtics at 9. And talk about the Celtics all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, including with Jones and Keefe coming up in about a half an hour. But right now, Hill Notes, which are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
And, you know, if you don't have time to call or you don't want to put the effort into texting, you should know that you can always just leave us a quick voice note on any topic. Whatever you're feeling, whatever you're hearing, whatever you're thinking, you can do it on the Odyssey app every single day. Shime, let them rip.
The astronauts get food up there. And you listen to the story, they were getting $5 a day. They're fine.
What did he say? I couldn't hear the beginning.
The astronauts should file a lawsuit.
Right. Yeah, the families, yeah.
The families should file a lawsuit.
Time lost.
Used to be it was illegal to sue the government. I don't know if that law has changed or not.
It's frowned upon.
But for a long time.
Is NASA considered the government?
Yes. I mean, Space Force. NASA, Space. Yes, I think they are considered the government.
Hey, Greg. So over a Christmas break, I was really thinking about how much I missed Hill Mail from the old show. Then boom, the new year comes, you do Hill Notes. Courtney would say that I manifested that. So a couple weeks I've been thinking about something else that you guys used to do, and so I'm hoping I can manifest this. Title fight with Wiggy. You know, you're the musicologist. Wiggy claims he knows everything about 80s hair bands, so you could do a title fight with him with those songs. What do you think?
Could do that.
Yeah, but 80s hair bands is not my wheelhouse. I mean, I know some of them. You'd probably beat me at that. I'm more of a hip hop.
One day, maybe when we're doing Dueling Savants, we could add in, I will take questions on top 40 hits. My wheelhouse is probably 1979 to 1992 or so. Top 40 hits. Maybe we'll add that in.
So before I was born.
Yeah, before, long before you were born. Yes.
Hey, Curtis, take notes from Greg on how to give a good weather report.
The Hillman Morning Show at WAAF. It's 8:28 on Looney Tune Tuesday. It's going to be sunny and warmer today. The temperature is going to get up to 40.
What? You sound so young.
Where did he find that?
I don't know. He sounded so young.
Yeah, he brought that one back.
Imagine.
Well, he did everything, huh?
Yeah.
He did the weather, too.
That was a little bit of prep. He had some production to do for the bit.
No, I'm saying
can
you
I
did
ask
everything.
What a Looney Tune Tuesday is?
Oh, yeah. We used to play parody songs, like only on Tuesdays. So all kinds of Looney Tunes, Curtis.
I love it.
Like Weird Al Yankovic?
Yeah. Well, like
I love Rocky Road.
Yeah, any
that's
kind
a parody
of like
song,
a parody
right?
song.
Yeah. All right,
we'd make our own parody. It was really, honestly, the glory magic days of radio.
All right,
back then, you know, obviously when we started this show, Nick Fitzy Stevens used to do an occasional parody song.
Yeah,
so
I want Justin Fields.
Yes,
Justin Fields. He just wants to draft Justin Fields.
Good morning, boys. Yeah, I'm actually Cordy's ex-boyfriend. I used to play in the NBA. You know how she likes her professional athletes. But she abruptly broke up with me after a bad bobble that I had with a ping pong ball. She left me the next day and sent me into a deep, deep depression. Courtney, I miss you and I love you. Come back to me.
The ping pong ball thing was not an ick for me, but I understand why it was.
That's for ladies.
It wasn't for a lot of people. It lost first round, which was shocking.
What do we have on tap today? Did you mention those already?
Yes.
I can't remember if you said. Okay,
yeah,
you already said what was on tap.
We have Keys on the Belt Loop taking on Long Toenails, and Adult Disney Goers taking on Socks On During Sex. They're already up on X and Instagram for you guys to vote.
Okay. Give us a follow on Instagram, The Greg Hill Show, WEEI, so you can stay up to date with everything that we are doing on this show.
Shime's getting crap for having an electric car. Wiggy's getting higher.
Not crap, just didn't know that Shime was an electric vehicle person.
EV guy.
Never mentioned, is never once mentioned any kind of concern for the planet whatsoever. On this show, so.
Yeah, it was not necessarily a concern for the planet, Greg. I like the car; it drives really well. It was affordable, fit right into my budget. I was good to go.
Do you ever find yourself where your battery's low and you can't find a charging station, or can you charge those in a Tesla station?
No, you can charge them in a Tesla station.
Okay,
there's like universal chargers, so any charger. You can also get like a kit to just keep in your car that's just an attachment that you can stick onto like a charger.
Now I know why the other day when we were talking about Elon Musk and the people doing all of the vandalism, you said it's not just Teslas that are charging at the Tesla stations. I did pick up on that and I said, well, that's a great point for all those people that have electric cars that are not Teslas.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
I didn't know you were talking about yourself.
It's exactly what I was doing. Yes.
Kia.
Do you plug it in at home overnight? Is that how you do that?
Yeah, most of the time.
Huh.
Those are expensive to have in your house, right?
No, not really.
I think they give you like rebates for them.
Yeah, Shime said Eversource pays him.
They actually do.
It's a write-off, too, in your taxes.
Now, when you go to the charging station, like, where do you go? What charging station do you go to? I don't even know where they're.
So, I don't need to, because I charge at home most of the time. Like, I don't need to go to a charging station that often, but there's one, like, at the Walmart near my house. There's one. There's some, like, on the highways and stuff. Yeah, when you're at those ones, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Because I thought it was free
When you buy certain new cars, like, that company will give it to you free for a certain amount of time, but it's not always free, no.
How much does it cost to get your battery full?
From absolute zero? Like
sure.
$23, I think.
Wow.
And where do you pay that? At the charging station?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
At
and
my
how
house,
how long
it's
does
less.
That take right. you? How far can you drive?
250 miles or so.
Right. And how long does it take to actually get it charged?
probably about, for a full charge, like 0 to 100, probably like at one of the superchargers, about an hour, I'd say.
That's why they'll never make it.
Right.
Because, I mean, it take you could literally fill your car up in 10 minutes.
Now,
10 minutes? Two minutes.
I mean, I guess like if, you know, a truck or something like that.
Jeep people famously do the wave. So when you're passing another Jeep head-to-head, you give them a wave.
Just Wranglers.
Is
that why you got it?
Just Wranglers.
No, it's all Jeep people.
Yeah, it's
It's all Jeep people. But anyway, do electric vehicle people give the peace sign to each other when they're passing?
No, Greg, I'm not an idiot.
Just wanted to know.
They do on the motorcycles, so
I also don't put like rubber duckies on my dash.
That's a lot of Jeep people do.
Oh.
Scheimer with the sleeve tattoo, yoked, whipping the Kia Niro. Hide your wife.
Great point.
Good morning, morning show. 7:18. Greg getting all over Curtis. I love it when one distinguished leader and another distinguished leader goes after Curtis. God, he's infuriating Greg, isn't he? Good for you for finally standing up to the spoiled brat baby that Curtis is. Good job. Get a life, numbnuts.
I mean, should we limit the amount of access that Dave has? Or, I mean, it's one every day. I don't know how
whoever's
feels.
Choosing them, it doesn't, doesn't that person have
doesn't
the...
It doesn't mean it has to be on every single day.
No, but whoever's putting the Hill Notes together is putting angry Principal Dave in there.
So I would just say this about, we were talking about New England. If you're from here, you don't run around telling everyone you're from New England. If you're a leader, you don't tell people you are. You just kind of are.
Good morning. I know they couldn't keep Olmark with Swayman, but maybe they could have signed Swayman's mother or best friend from high school or something to come out and give him a hug after every game. Just a thought. Great show.
I don't know. Does it bother you when you look at the future and that he is... You're committed to him at $8.5 million a year, and you're not sure if he's a good dressing room guy or not.
I think he's a good dressing room guy.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't really. I think it's more about there's clearly an issue in that.
You think Zadorov thinks he's a good dressing room guy?
Clearly, he doesn't. I don't know what Zadorov is all
butthurt about.
Yeah, butthurt about. Like he's butthurt that he went and got money. There is definitely an issue in that dressing room. And I guess whoever the captain is next year, is it going to be McAvoy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just weird that he chose. And you said it's almost unprecedented from your mind.
And like it's
where you're asking a guy on a team about another teammate. Who said he was standing up for others, and you're questioning what he's doing, and then saying no comment?
Do you guys appreciate that Jeremy stuck up for Husanino?
Is that what it is?
Okay.
Okay. I don't know. No comment.
Yeah, that's strange. That is really strange.
It really is.
You could just be like, guys, we stand up for each other here. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Like you could literally say that and just like be done with it. But he was like, was that what it was? No comment. Very strange.
I guess in general, you can just look at it and just determine that they're not a bunch of guys who seem to love each other at all times.
Well, we knew that from day one when Marchand basically went after Swayman. We knew there were issues. And then like I told you, I'm not going to get back on the highway. But then there was the other stuff, and now it's just like, now you got this Zadorov stuff. So it's just like there's clearly some issues in that dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
Can I give you a prediction?
Yeah.
Mike Sullivan's the next coach of the Bruins.
Okay.
McAvoy played great for him in the U.S. in the Four Nations. He's his father-in-law.
Oh, okay.
He's from Boston. He went to BU. He's not done well in Pittsburgh because John Henry's ruining that franchise. Mike Sullivan, according to a couple stories I've checked out this morning, is likely going to be moved on from, and he, I think, would be the perfect guy to come in.
See, but then that goes into ooh, now your father-in-law is the head coach. What if there's like...
But that's the guy that it seems like they're expecting that Charlie McAvoy is going to be the leader of this team going forward.
He's the captain.
Right. But not everybody... I don't know. It's just like... I guess it would be
an issue because...
It would be weird.
People would think it's favoritism.
Yeah, and like, all right, you're really... You know, you siding with the coach, or you siding with us as players.
He just played for him for Four Nations, so it doesn't seem to bother him at all. Like, I don't think that he's going to... care if it's his
Yeah, but I think that's different, though. Four Nations is different than being the head coach of your actual NHL team.
I think a coach is a coach.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you guys doing here? Just shine cruising in my EV. Oh, yeah, baby. Gotta charge this, baby. I got 250 miles to go, and then I gotta pull over and find somewheres. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's dying. Oh, my God, it's on fire. Oh, my God, what do I do? What do I do? Oh, my God, I gotta go, guys.
You ever worry about that sucker bursting into flames in your garage?
No.
No?
Do you ever worry about carbon monoxide poisoning or carbon dioxide poisoning in your garage?
No, you gotta start the car with the garage closed.
Right. Do you worry about it, like, they have issues in cold weather with the batteries. Does that ever concern you when it's too cold?
No, so it's not issues. It saps the battery a little bit more, but my car sits, when it sits in my garage, which is, you know, not ice cold.
Mm. All right.
Do you ever worry about being on a highway and only being able to do 12 miles per hour?
Coming from the guy whose red turtle literally wouldn't go over 30, my car would murder your car.
Do you ever worry about pressing the gas pedal and you hear like... and then it takes 15 minutes for it to speed up.
And actually, I think it's gas. I mean, gas cars catch on fire all the time, too. I literally saw one on fire on the highway like a week ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did you stop and help?
Absolutely not. I drove by and took a picture.
Drove right by.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It was that
somebody, somebody was
on 95.
Somebody was texting the show yesterday and said that they work with somebody who saved you as a young man from drowning.
Yeah, my boy Gerald Carino.
What?
Is that true?
Yeah, when we went white water rafting, I jumped in and I hit the panic button. I swallowed a bunch of water.
Where were you?
Somewhere in like Maine or New Hampshire.
Is that why you're scared of boats?
Probably.
No. Yeah. I don't really like, I'm not a fan of water. I know how to swim, but I...
So how old were you?
We probably were like 16, 17.
And you jumped in.
I jumped in and my foot got caught in the boat. And when I, like, hit the water, I swallowed a bunch of water, and, like, I hit the panic button because you're in the Raptors and stuff like that. And he grabbed me, and he kind of held on to me, and he's like, calm down, you'll be all right. And, you know, when you hit, you're panicking, and he's like, you know you got a life jacket on. And I was completely forgot about that, but yeah.
What was his name?
Gerald Carino.
So we should thank him for the dynasty.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, without him, there would be no snowball.
No, Tom Brady. He definitely saved my life that day.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Do you send him cash or like a...
No, he used to work. He used to hook me up because he used to work at the toll booth at the Callahan Tunnel going into the city. So every time I could find them, you know, back in the days, if you knew somebody there, they let you go. You didn't have to throw in the dollar or whatever it was.
And when it comes to conquering your fear...
Uh-huh.
Was it the beach sex that did it, or
I stay outside the water. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I was for some reason. I'm not a huge swimmer when it comes to water. I can't see through.
Right.
Strange though that you had the opportunity later on in life to save a man who was drowning, and you just watched and did not intervene.
Well, I didn't know that man. Gerald knew me.
And you're not supposed to do that because then there's two people the lifeguard has to save.
Right, because I was almost taking Gerald down with me, you know, because I'm pulling and scratching and clawing. And so luckily we both could have went under.
And now another segment of The Morning Show.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Time for the news. Go ahead, Courtney.
Well, there's a new restaurant opening in the North End, the proprietors of which are Toucan Sam from Fruit Loops and the Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs guy. They will be offering lovely Italian breakfast treats.
You okay there, Courtney?
Oh, I'm fine. But something was wrong with Santa this morning. He had kaleidoscope eyes, and he was running around the house Winnie the Pooh style, showing me his junk, saying, I'm Lucy. I live in the sky. These are my diamonds.
Have you ingested something you haven't had before?
Well, I did just have a lovely French sparkling beverage called Biongue Water.
You're telling me you drank palm water?
Yo, we gotta call 411 and get a doctor. She's tripping balls.
I love when he does me.
That was a wild day yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. He was definitely on.
People were concerned about you.
Yeah, I got a few messages. My messages were split between people being concerned and people asking for the link.
Yeah, oh, people want the link to the weed seltzer? Yeah.
I passed it along.
Did you share it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so now you're a pusher.
No, I mean, if they ask, I'm not gonna gatekeep. Stuff works.
Yeah. Right. Well, depends what works.
Yep. Well, that's it. Thank you.
Love those.
Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keith coming up next. Lots to talk about with those guys. Obviously, Jason Tatum rolling the ankle last night. And we'll find out whether that becomes an issue, is an issue, or is a nothing burger. And you can talk about that. And what else? I mean, new strategy for the New England Patriots when it comes to the draft.
Yeah, that's big. I think that Elliot Wolf thing is interesting that he did say that publicly, you know, that because we all know the need is really wide receiver and left in offensive lineman and tackle. And if he's saying, well, we're not going to go with need no more, now we're just going to go best available player. So it'll be very interesting.
My question, Greg, and you and I and everybody agrees, Jerod Mayo did not do a good job.
Yeah.
Fully agree. But who did a worst job last year? Elliot Wolf in that offseason signing a left tackle that quit football or Jerod Mayo?
Elliot Wolf.
Why is Elliot Wolf here and Jerod Mayo isn't? If you're going to hold people accountable, and we all agree that they should be held accountable, how is Elliot Wolf still here? In any capacity.
I'm still surprised that Mike Vrabel was okay with that. Although I'm guessing maybe he brought it up and it was a non-starter with the organization.
But
maybe
he had other options. He could have gone to another team.
Yeah, I think he wanted to be here. I don't know. But clearly
they must have shot it down. Because remember, Vrabel brought in his own guy.
Yeah, he did.
So they must have said, well, Mike, I get it. You might want a different guy, but Elliot Wolf is going to be here to assist you.
Yeah.
In whatever way that is.
They're co-GMs.
But we don't believe that.
It's like we had two program directors here for a while, Curtis.
Oh. Remember when upstairs Joe almost jumped over the table at me?
Oh, yes. I do remember that. Yes.
Bizarre.
But the thing about it is we don't believe that. We believe that it's all Mike Vrabel. I don't think anybody believes that Elliot Wolf has any pull or any power or any juice.
I mean, they've kept him around for this
right,
long.
Right, they're keeping him around. But do you think he has any power or pull when it comes to players?
I mean, clearly the Crafts like him. So
right, but do you believe, based on what we're seeing, because a few of the guys that were brought in were guys with Vrabel. When you look at the whole offensive coaching staff, all Vrabel connections.
But, I mean, this particular draft, and I hear the professor talking about it all the time when he is doing his weekend shows, where the talent is not what it has been. Isn't that the perfect draft to draft for need? You know, I can see if it's an extraordinary, you know, the first 10 picks are all extraordinarily talented players, you believe, going forward, then okay, you're drafting for player over need.
Right.
But in this one,
I'm with you.
Are you with me?
I'm with you because there's no wide receiver like there was a Marvin Harrison Jr. last year.
Well, and that's why they blundered last year so bad. It was such a good draft class. They could have just taken the best player available every time they picked, and they would have turned out great.
And not only was there no Marvin Harrison Jr., there's not even a Malik Nabers. For me, the best offensive player that I would go with, I know some people are saying Ashton Jeanty.
Right.
But I would go with the kid Tyler Warren, the tight end.
Right.
So, I mean, that would be my need to help a young quarterback. I would then sign Steph Diggs, and I would try to sign another one of those free agents, Amari Cooper or Taylor Lockett, whoever it is, and I would have that. But it just, there's nobody that is like Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison Jr., Ashton Jeanty's good, but would you want...
Well, but Travis Hunter might be that player, but on the defensive side of the football, right?
On the defense, could he be an elite corner? But you don't need corner. That's the thing, right?
That's what I'm saying.
So, like, if you're taking the best player and he's the best...
But if what Elliot Wolf is saying is correct, you're taking Travis Hunter...
For a wide receiver.
You're taking him... I think as a corner, even though you don't need him there, right?
There's no way he's taking him as a corner. I'm more on Courtney's side.
But that's what you can read into the ridiculousness of what he's now saying.
There is no way, Greg. I'm with Courtney on this one. If you're taking Travis Hunter, that's because you're saying to him, you're playing 95% of the plays on offense.
Well, I just got a text from someone who I think would know, and this person said the reason Wolf is here is because Jonathan Kraft loves him.
Okay.
Great. That's awesome.
Right.
Good to know.
But
there is no way
that Mike Vrabel drafts Travis Hunter at number 4 and then says he's a corner that will sprinkle in on offense.
I don't know.
I would be shocked.
It's just a weird time to suddenly announce what your philosophy is and that you made a mistake the last couple of years on it. So, all right. Well, I guess we got to go. Great job today.
Good job. Wahoo.
It's weed seltzer time.
Yep. No.
No, we wait till 5 o'clock.
No, weekdays.
It's 4:20 somewhere.
No. Yeah. And I have to do a full flush.
Do you and
flush.
Santo celebrate when it's 4:20 p.m.? No,
I don't think we ever have.
Welcome to the 4:20
club.
Yeah,
Santo's not a...
For Wiggy, every time is 4:20 time. Right. We know that.
From the earth.
We will be back tomorrow morning, Celtics Wednesday, with Mego in the studio at 9 and Jones and Kiefer next. Thank you for listening.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.